God's faithful prophet Jeremiah lived at a time when God's judgment fell on his unfaithful people. You can hardly imagine anything worse than the city of Jerusalem, God's chosen city, being destroyed, the temple at Jerusalem demolished, and the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob carried off as captives to Babylon. But during those terrible times, Jeremiah foretold days coming that would be good days. The days are coming, he said. The days are coming when God will keep his promises and send the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of David. One of these promises is recorded in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, verses 31 to 34, and it is also found in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 8. These are the words: "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." So God was not done with his chosen people. He was going to make a new covenant. It would be a new covenant different from the covenant that he made with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. That covenant was a two-sided covenant. God said if they obeyed his commandments, then he would make them his special people. But of course, they broke that covenant right off the bat by making a golden calf and calling that calf their God. But now this new covenant was different. Jeremiah said, "I will make a new covenant, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord." A new covenant, not like the old covenant. Jeremiah said, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his neighbor, saying, 'Know the Lord.' For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more." Notice that this new covenant does not involve anything that the people were supposed to do. It was all God doing it all. God did not say to them, "Here now, you keep these simple rules that I give you, and then I will make you my people, and I shall be your God, and I will forgive your sins, and I will work in your hearts." No, none of that. It's all God's doing. "I'm going to make this covenant. I'm going to put my law in their minds and in their hearts. I'm going to be their God, and I'm going to forgive their sins." Now, the old covenant involved the shedding of blood, animal blood, of course. And the two-sidedness of the covenant was indicated by the fact that Moses divided the animal blood into two equal portions. The Bible says half the blood he sprinkled on the altar, half the blood he put into basins, and he took that blood that was in the basins and sprinkled it on the people and said to them, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you." Now, the blood of the new covenant is not animal blood, but the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, which he poured out on the cross to atone for the sins of the world. Not just the Israelites, but the world. As it is written, he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. And again it is written, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So Jeremiah said that the days were coming when all these things would happen. Well, those days that were coming have come, and especially during this Lenten season, we remember the way God established this new covenant. And especially at this time of year, we remember what happened on the night on which Jesus was betrayed. The night before he poured out his precious blood on the cross, Jesus gave his disciples bread and said to them, "This is my body, which is given for you." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This cup is the new covenant in my blood," he said. The new covenant. The very same thing that Jeremiah foretold. The days are coming, he said, and the days have come, and we can enjoy them. The new covenant. God has made a new covenant with us through Jesus' blood. So we are now God's new covenant people. We sing hymn number 315 in the Lutheran hymnal. Pay close attention now, stanzas 8, 9, and 11 of 315.
Strength for